So we count down some of the moments of the week. And Antoine, you know what? I bet Monica doesn't even remember that she fat shamed me this week.
I remember that.
Oh, actually, I do.
Oh, okay. You know what? That actually is more hurtful.
Yeah, because Jared heard it, and we were talking about it.
Oh, so
I was like, well, you haven't seen Zach's ID.
They had a good laugh about it.
Oh, you're laughing about me behind my back. I see.
I was like, you haven't seen it.
Yep. Monica is strengthening the bonds with her own husband by laughing at my expense.
Oh, that's how you get close during the quarantine.
No, look, I didn't laugh.
Yeah, whatever.
Exactly, no.
She fat shamed me. I look terrible on my license picture, and I'm so mad because I was about to get the new ID, and then the apocalypse happened, and now I got to live with this fat ID for God knows how long until I'm allowed out of the house to finally get my new one, and Monica's just laughing it up.
You were saying that you would love to build one. We talked about this weeks ago.
Yep. I was talking about building a pizza oven, which of course was going to make me fat. And then Monica has to bring up the fact that my license, for whatever reason, makes me look 15 pounds heavier, even though I wasn't.
You were saying that you would love to build one. We talked about this weeks ago.
Yep.
This is the time. You ain't got nothing else to do. Build you a pizza oven.
Told you, I'm busy being
whiny.
He's
trying to set you up to gain weight.
He is. Trying to fatten me up so he can rub his metabolism up face.
Yep.
Jerk.
When everything's over, Zach's going to walk out the house. We're not going to recognize him. He's going to look like his ID.
You be quiet.
It's true. My
driver's license, I look 20 pounds fatter. I don't know why. I was never 20 pounds fatter. I don't know how that works.
You're going to look like your ID.
You jerk. Meanie.
That was funny.
No.
I mean, it was mean. That was very mean, is what I meant to say.
Thank you. Appreciate
I misspoke.
That. Oh, man, I look terrible on that thing. And you're right. I'm going to look like that license by the time this is all over with because pizza's so good. Oh, top moments of the week rolling on. You know, Monica, while she's at the she shed and she's in quarantine, she's got plans, too. I talk about pizza ovens that I'll probably never build and then probably never use or anything like that. Well, I'm not alone because Monica has a terrible plan of wanting a pool at her house. Even though she don't swim. And she has no intention of using said pool either for swimming. She's going to do this instead.
See, I don't know how to swim, but at the same time, I want a pool and a hot tub.
A pool and a hot tub.
What do you
want
a pool for? You're not even going to go in it. You're not going to go in that pool.
You can wade in the water.
It's relaxing to look at. And I put my feet in it, you know.
Why don't you chill? Why don't you just get the hot tub and then you can just kind of dive back and forth and that'll count as laps. Look at me, I'm swimming.
Monica, you're not even going to get in the pool and like just wade through it a little bit.
I would do that. But most of the time it would be just me just chilling by the pool.
It sounds like a lot of unnecessary construction and maintenance. Now you got to take care of this pool that you're not even using.
Yeah.
No. So I feel like this is an appropriate suggestion from this person. They said put water in your bathtub and stick your feet in it. And then just watch a pool on YouTube.
That's true. Set up your laptop right there and just look at it.
Yeah, that seems like a better idea for you.
I might as well.
Are you there? Oh, there you are.
I want the actual pool.
Okay. Yeah, look. Like, I want pool. See, because it's true signs of being rich. It's when you can have stuff and you don't even need it.
You don't even use it.
You're like, I'm going to buy this pool and I'm going to cover it in with cement just because I can.
What was it, Kim Kardashian that has the pool?
Never
was in the pool?
Yeah, never used the pool either.
It's decoration.
And it's like this big, beautiful, it's one of those, I forget what they're called, the pools where it looks like you're going to fall off a cliff, that whole kind of thing.
Infinity pool.
Yeah, infinity pool. So she's got that and she never uses it. Antoine, look at us finishing each other's
sandwiches.
Sentences, yep. Because we're best friends. Antoine doesn't want to admit it, but I have come to the realization that he and I are best friends because of the quarantine. Guys, I have a new best friend.
Who's your best friend?
Well, they just don't know it yet, but it is...
People let me tell you about my best friend.
It's Antoine.
What?
Yep. Antoine, I gotta pause it because it makes me laugh every time when he says, what? Excuse me? It's Antoine.
What?
Yep. Antoine, you're my best friend.
According to who?
I can explain. It's very simple. I realized this yesterday as I live in quarantine.
Yes.
I go to work. I go home. The only person I spend a considerable amount of time with right now outside of my home is Antoine.
I don't.
Oh, my goodness.
Monica, will you come back to work?
No.
Can you come back to work, Monica?
People let me tell you about yes, my best
I'm surprised
friend.
You didn't know that.
I want
you,
the one boy Monica, stop encouraging this. Damn, joy, look, let me tell you about Antoine.
We're going to be doing TikTok videos
right at
next.
You.
Oh, man. He doesn't even want to look at me because he knows the damn truth. I'm his best friend whether contact. He likes it or not. I know.
Nope.
What?
I know. Things are different now.
That's for certain.
Yep. 3 weeks ago, you had a different best friend. Now you got me. That's it.
Monica, come back to work.
Monica needs to. She's got no
I'm
friend.
On the way.
She just has her kids.
I know.
She's like, I'm alone. Friends with a 5-year-old. What do you want?